Give a say, sha, shun your body, as your charity, as your charity.
Thank you. Thank you. Paramahansa, Paravidakacharya, or Sutera, said to Sri Srimad, His Divine Grace Abhaya, Charanada Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Huridas Thakur Ki Jai. Harem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidwaita Gadadha Sri Vasudeva Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Swayam Kun Radhakunda Giddy Govardhan Ki Jai, Vrindavanam Ki Jai, Maturidam Ki Jai, Jagadasami Ki Jai, Yamunamai Ki Jai, Srimati Lasi Devi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious to Sri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhaktivananda Swami Namani, Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarane Saomagana Timadanda Shaganjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Meditam Yena Tasmai Shikadame Namaha. So I offer my respectful obeisances under the lotus feet of my Divine Spiritual Master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly has opened my eyes with the torch light of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So, tonight we are celebrating Vaishnava Diksha, or initiation. Everybody can sit down. And since we got everybody here, why don't you do the purification? Who's the priest? Nilachal's the priest?
He's the Rifik.
He's the Rifik, okay.
Purification?
Okay, so first you do the initial purification. You know, Uma Pavatrava Vichova Sara Vastam Gatobi Bhai Yaksmaret Pundarik Aksham Savaya Vyamthura Shuchi Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu. You do that with the, you know, the Achman and everything, and then I'll speak a little bit.
Okay. Right hand, take a spoon. Follow Nilachal Prabhu, he will do the test.
I'm gonna
do the Ashman.
So, left hand. Right hand.
So wash your hands first.
Not wash the hands.
I mean, that's a purify.
Then they'll get some Clorox.
Okay, right. Put one drop in the right hand.
You sip it.
Om Keshwai Namaha.
Just follow the priest. Let the priest
okay,
go.
Pavitra
Did you have everybody chant Om Pavitra?
Yeah.
Everybody chant responsively. And then you take one drop and then you throw it behind you. Yeah, that's how Prabhupada did it.
Take a drop in the right hand.
Right hand and throw it behind
you. Yeah, throw it behind.
No, you already did that.
All right.
Okay.
That's
put
right.
Put the drop in the right hand.
That's right. I'll tell them what to do.
Because yeah,
can't have too many cooks cooking the prasadam. So, all right, so... Yeah, the people take a drop in the right hand, you sip it, and put another drop and put it behind you. That's what Prabhupada did, the way Prabhupada did. Each time. All right. Did you all do that already?
Yes, yeah.
So, one time. So do it. Do the Om Pavitra Pavitrava.
Om Pavitra Pavitrava.
Shri Vishnu. One drop, and then another drop, and throw it behind you.
Anyway. One more time.
And one more time, yeah.
Om Pavitra Pavitra Sarvam Astam
Okay. Okay, then I speak. Actually, in the meantime, someone should get me a Brahman thread because I have to give Bart a Brahman thread and I have to have to chant on it in a second. Do you have that? Or
Yeah. She'll bring it.
Okay, I should have chanted on it already. Anyway, so let me speak a little bit about initiation, the purpose of initiation. So, Om Gana Timiranda Shaganjana Shalakaya Chakshur Vedita Gena Tasmai Shigurveda Maha. So today we have a Vaishnava initiation, which is sometimes called Vaishnava Diksha, and there's two types of initiation going on today. One is called the second, or Gayatri, or Brahman initiation, and the other one is the Hari Nam initiation. So before I speak about those two types of initiation, I just want to mention the significance of the prayer that we just chanted, that is Om Pavatra Avitrava Sabra Vashtam Katopiva Yakspurat Pundarikaksham Savaya Avyantara Shuchi Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu, because it fits very well in with the principle of initiation. So what this mantra says, I don't know what they're doing across the street, but anyway, that's right. What this mantra says is that whatever one's background, Om Pavitra Pavitrava, whether one has a pure background or an impure background. And in Kali Yuga, the statement is Kalo Shudra Sambhavat. Everybody in Kali Yuga, there should be garlands for everybody, including the pitchers. What, are there garlands for everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, so distribute it. Are there garlands for Prabhupada too? Or?
Yes.
Okay, good. We'll give a garland to Prabhupada first. So, that's nice. So, everyone in Kali Yuga is actually Shudra. Because Kali Yuga is the age of quarrel, the age of difficulty, the Iron Age. And so, basically, practically everybody falls under the category of Pavitra, not pure. So, the point is, Om Pavitra Pavitra Va Sarva Vashtam Gatopi Va, it doesn't really matter. If one can, Yakshmaret Pundarikaksham, remember Krishna, then one can come to the highest platform of being purified. And Bhaktisri Damodar Maharaj. Well, you're blocking his eyes. Anyway,
figure a piece
of tape or something. And also with Prabhupada. Also with Prabhupada. Yeah. So, okay, so one can come to the standpoint of being purified. One can remember the lotus-eyed Lord. Actually, Krishna has lotus eyes, unlike the rest of us who have really round eyes, round beady eyes. But Krishna's lotus eyes are so nice, they actually go almost to the ear, it's described. They're so beautiful. So,
what about Prabhupada?
You're fixing it. You put a tape.
I'll fix it first. So, anyway, let me continue with all the interruptions. So, the question is, why does it work like that, that if one remembers Krishna? Because Krishna is the Supreme Pure. And when one comes in contact with the Supreme Pure, just like if one comes in contact with fire, you get lit. In other words, you get fiery. Just like Prabhupada gave the example, you put an iron rod. Okay. Thank you, Dhanyavad. You put an iron rod in fire, and the iron rod becomes hotter, and finally it becomes just like fire. So that's the whole point, is Pundarikaksham, to remember Krishna, Yakshmaret Pundarikaksham. So how does one remember Krishna? That is the, as they say, the $64,000 question, or 108, or crore question, as they say. One remembers Krishna by remembering his holy name.
Because in this age, in this day and age, the methodology of self-realization is not simply meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Is not performing opulent sacrifices, and certainly tonight we don't have an opulent sacrifice. It's a very simple sacrifice. And certainly it's not performing opulent deity worship. The method of remembering Krishna in this Kali Yuga, Kalo Doshan Hey Rajan, Ashyeku Mahadgunad Kirtanan Eva Krishna Shah, Mukta Sangha Parampajet, is simply to focus on his holy names. And the statement given in the Shastras about the remembrance or the focusing on the holy name is very interesting. Aho Bhattaswa Pachato Gadiyan Yajivagre Vartate Namatupyam Tepushtapush Jehovah Shashna Arya Ramanucha Nama Granantiyate. That if someone is chanting Krishna's names, it doesn't matter. Swapachato Gadiyan. They may have been born in a family of dog eaters. In America, that's not so popular. People are dog worshippers. But anyway, that's a little bit different story. So one may even have been born in a family of dog eaters. But if he's absorbed in Krishna's holy names, then Ramanucha Nama, Granante Yete, he's come to the platform of being a Brahmin. Now, that's a very interesting statement, because we find the Indian society usually is very much stratified, hierarchical, as they say. And that stratification is usually based upon birth, right? That if someone is born in a Brahmin family, they have a nice name like Sharma, Trivedi, Dwivedi, Ekavedi. I know that's not a name.
But,
yeah, Vedi, Vedi Vedi. Or Vedi Vedi. All right, like that. So, then they're considered to be a Brahmin. But actually, you don't know what a Brahmin is? According to the Vedic literatures, a Brahmin is someone who knows Brahman. That's the definition of Brahmin. Not someone who has an hereditary title. Not someone who does sacrifices, although a Brahmin may do sacrifices. But someone who knows Brahman. And so, knowing Brahman, he can figure it out. Knowing Brahman means to know Brahman in all the three phases of Brahman. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Shabdite. That is, the energy of the Lord, the Brahman, effulgence of the Lord, the localized aspect of the Lord of the heart, and ultimately Bhagavan, that is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's what it means to know Brahman, but not only to know theoretically, but to know Brahman practically. That's called realization. There's jnana and vijnana. Jnana means just some theoretical knowledge. Vijnana means practical or practiced knowledge, probably sometimes defined it as scientific knowledge. But science in the sense of spiritual science. So that's what really it means to be a Brahmin. And there are some qualities that people exhibit who are on that platform, and those are listed in Bhagavad Gita, because we have some devotees taking second initiation, and they're samadhamattapakshocham shantayir ajivin epacha gyanavijnanamastikam brahma karma svabhavajam. And some of those qualities are basically being equal poise, sense-controlled, austere, accepting everything favorable for Krishna's service, rejecting everything unfavorable, studying Srila Prabhupada's books, and applying the knowledge in Srila Prabhupada's books. So in the Krishna Consciousness Movement, all spiritual activity focuses on Srila Prabhupada's instructions and Srila Prabhupada's mission. This is a very, very important point. So we have Srila Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada published something like 60 or 70 big books. And these books are sufficient to give us reading material basically for our whole lives. There's no lack of information. And then we have Srila Prabhupada's mission, which is basically to engage the whole world in the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is also mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tadvag visargo janataga vipapo yasmin pratislokam abhadavachyapi namananantasya yasho nikataniyat shrinvanti gayanti rinanti yat sadabaha. Prabhupada's movement is meant for creating a revolution in the misdirected lives of an impious civilization. So this is what it means to be a Brahmin, because there are devotees taking Brahmin initiation today, to manifest the qualities of a Brahmin and to somehow or other dedicate one's life to Srila Prabhupada's movement and bringing people to Srila Prabhupada's movement and Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. Now, of course, I understand that I am acting as a guru.
Maybe.
I am acting as a guru. He has a little slightly different philosophy. So I understand that I am acting as a guru, a bona fide guru, in Prabhupada's movement to cyclic succession coming down from Lord Brahma. But at the same time, every guru acts as a representative of his spiritual master in disciplic succession. There's no question of independent acting. In other words, Prabhupada, his whole focus in his life was to carry out the mission of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Thakur. As I often mention, the proof that Prabhupada is the most exalted devotee, the actual objective proof, you know, sometimes there's subjective and sometimes there's objective proof. The actual objective proof is that Prabhupada was the one who was most dedicated to the words of his spiritual master. That's objective, because Prabhupada's spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, ordered his disciples, not only Prabhupada, but ordered any of his disciples who spoke English, who were conversant in the English language, to preach in English and actually to go to the Western world. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur even financed some of his disciples in going to the Western world, and they weren't that successful in their endeavors. And we see that Prabhupada, at an advanced age, throughout his life, not only at an advanced age, but especially at an advanced age, was completely dedicated to the mission of his spiritual master. ISKCON is the mission of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And of course, Prabhupada is the founder acharya of ISKCON. But Prabhupada's whole focus was in pleasing his spiritual master. There's a very nice poem that Prabhupada wrote upon one of the Vyas Pujas of his spiritual master, and he said, you know, I have no hope for direct service in the coming crores of birth. And then he prays simply to become a humble servant of his spiritual master. So this is the proper mood that one should have. So I am acting as a humble servant, of course. I guess if I say I'm humble, I'm not humble. But anyway, I am trying to act as a humble servant of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, and serving in Srila Prabhupada's mission and representing Srila Prabhupada. And this is not the Ritvik philosophy.
Questionable.
That is not the Ritvik philosophy. But if you say that someone is Ritvik, then every acharya is representing his spiritual master. Because no one is independent. The point is that actually Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and there is Dharmam Tusakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. The only source of Dharma is not anyone else other than Krishna. And we find that every disciplic succession is headed by Krishna. You have the Brahma Sampradaya, and Krishna was the head of that. And then you have the Lakshmi Sampradaya. Lakshmi was instructed by Vishnu. You have the Shiva Sampradaya. Shiva takes instruction from Vishnu. And you have the Kumara Sampradaya, where the Kumaras are taking instruction from Vishnu. So, in any case, all Dharma does not belong to the Guru. It belongs to Krishna. It comes from Krishna. The Guru is not a mundane theologian who invents his own process or path in devotional service. He accepts a Mahajanayana Gatasapanta, the path chalked out by the great acharyas. So we are simply servants of Prabhupada. And on as part of our service to Srila Prabhupada, we are giving initiation to our disciples. But we want all of our disciples, those we're giving initiation to serve in Prabhupada's movement, to serve as Prabhupada's movement, and not to consider any sort of sectarianism. This is actually would destroy our society. If one identifies themselves, it gets into guru groupism, then our society, the Krishna conscious society, is finished. Everyone should consider themselves servants of his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, being guided by their guru. But that is their personal relationship. That's their personal relationship. But as far as their interactions with everyone else, basically, people shouldn't really tell, you know, that I'm just serving my guru. They should think I'm serving ISKCON, I'm serving Prabhupada. And it's one's private relationship. There's actually injunctions that one shouldn't reveal in public one's Ishtadeva, you know, one's worshipable deity. So, of course, we glorify Vaishnavas. It's not that there's an injunction against glorifying your guru. You say, who's your guru? I'm not allowed to say anything about it. It's a secret. It's a secret. That's not really the point. But the point is the unity of the movement, the unity of Prabhupada's mission. So I'm requesting all the devotees here who are taking initiation to focus on the unity of Prabhupada's movement and always serve within ISKCON. And regardless, well, interesting. Regardless, well, I know, interesting. Interesting sound effects. At least Aniruddha is not at the cause of this one. You know, regardless of whatever trials, tribulations happen in the future, and there will be a lot of trials and tribulations, and things won't go the way we want, and people will leave their bodies. I mean, just like, for example, recently, I lost my very dear godbrother. That was about a year ago, Bhakti Chumaraj. And he instructed his disciples, no matter what happens, follow the GBC and stay within ISKCON. And so I am very pleased to relate the fact that in my interactions with his disciples, they've been very, very, very loyal to His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada's movement. I'm very, very impressed with that. And so I am leaving the same instructions for all those who have taken shelter of me to do the same. Because at one point or other, I mean, even though we don't like to think about it, we all have to leave this world. Actually, it's said in the Mahabharata, in the discussion between Yudhisthira Maharaj and Yamaraj, what is the most wonderful thing? Ahani ahani bhutani gachantiya yamalayam. What is the most wonderful thing? That we see everybody going to Yamaraj, and we think, what? I'm not going. Everybody but me, I'll be there to do everyone's funeral. So this is the most wonderful thing, that people are thinking like that. So we should understand that, you know, things change in the future. There's different faces. There's, you know, whoever we've taken shelter of may pass away, will pass away at a certain point. You know, I don't like to talk about it, but it's a fact. Like when Prabhupada passed away, none of us thought for an instant that Prabhupada was going to leave this world. But he did. But then, fortunately, we took shelter of Prabhupada's writing in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Prabhupada says that when the spiritual master leaves the planet, one should be dedicated to the mission of the spiritual master. Otherwise, one should be ready to leave this world with the spiritual master, just like the chaste wife in the prohibited rite of sati would leave this world when the husband leaves the world. Prabhupada speaks like that in the fourth canto in one of his purports. So the point is, that's really our focus, that no matter what happens in the future, we remain focused on serving Srila Prabhupada's mission. And the devotees who are taking initiation from me should be assured of the fact that that is my desire regardless. And we cooperate with each other to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. That's, to me, that's the most important thing. Of course, you got to chant Hare Krishna too. You got to follow the four regulated principles. I mean, obviously, I'm talking about that being very important as far as one's actions, but I'm not... I'm not minimizing the Hare Krishna mantra. So with that in mind, I'm going to talk about the first initiation, because we've already talked about the second initiation, which is the Brahmin initiation. The Brahmin is supposed to be the leader in society. A Brahmin is supposed to yajan patan dana pratigraha, perform sacrifice and learn how to perform sacrifice, give instruction, take instruction, give charity and receive charity. And be dedicated to Srila Prabhupada's mission, as I meant before. Expanding Prabhupada's mission, at least maintaining Prabhupada's mission, but preferably expanding Prabhupada's mission. One should be fearless and take chances, actually, in expanding Prabhupada's mission. Just like here in this area, in Davis, Sacramento, wherever we are now, or, you know, in the whole area here, I'm not going to mention all the areas around here, we need to establish some sort of temple. You know, in so many years, I've been coming here 7 years, and still you have no temple. And, you know, I would say, the Prabhupada would say, you know, make a temple. Somehow or other, make a temple here. I mean, I've been in other cities where they have far less devotees. I was just in Portland, Oregon. And the community there is organized very nicely. And they have the beginnings of a temple. They have Gornatai deities, now Radhakrishnan deities right now. But they've organized themselves into a temple. So that's part of Prabhupada's mission. You know, you chant Hare Krishna, you maintain the regulative principles, but you think of how to expand and bring more and more people to Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. So this is very, very important. So anyway, so some devotees here are taking first initiation. First initiation entails making certain vows. One of the vows or four of the vows are to avoid certain things: no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, and no gambling. Meat includes fish, lobsters, mosquitoes. You know, nowadays you got to mention everything, because people are eating worms in America now. So that's, in other words, anything that moves or has moved, or anything that could move, or anything that comes out of something that could move, like an egg. How's that for a complete description? I think we have to be very explicit, you know. People said, do not meat, fish, and eggs. You know, I just ate a crab. So... isn't it? I mean, you really have to touch all your bases and write all the fine print and everything so people don't take advantage. So, or intoxication, like that. And, you know, you could say, well, I don't take intoxication, I just... Now it's legal in California, right? It's not intoxication anymore. Anyway, so intoxication means to put yourself in an illusion either through mechanical means, chemical means, electronic means. You understand? That's intoxication. To go into an illusion within an illusion. That's really intoxication. You know, nowadays we have to really broaden the definition of intoxication. Meat eating, gambling, you know, illicit sex, no relationships, sexual relationships outside of marriage. And then no gambling, don't go to Reno. Don't go to, where else you go? Las Vegas. Or anywhere else. Or if you go there to preach. I remember one time, several times I've been changing planes in Las Vegas, and the airport is filled with these, what they call, one-armed bandits. And you got people just like completely mesmerized, pulling the levers of these slot machines over and over and over again. It's such an intoxicating thing, this gambling. And you see that in the Mahabharata, Yudhisthira was ready to, he not only ready, he gambled his his brothers and his wife. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine someone going to Las Vegas? And, you know, Neelachala goes to Las Vegas and he says, I'm betting Sudharma. Can you imagine that? I mean, that's how crazy gambling is, isn't it? Krishna says in the Gita, all cheating games, I'm gambling. So Krishna directly makes reference to gambling in the Bhagavad Gita. It's pretty amazing. So anyway, so one vows to follow those four regulated principles, and one promises to chant at least 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on the japa beads every day. And while chanting these rounds on the japa beads, one attempts to the best of their ability to avoid offenses on chanting. And it, as Prabhupada would do, I'm going to mention all the 10, not all the offenses, but the 10 major offenses. There are actually 11, but 10 offenses on chanting. Very, very quickly. First, the chant offenses to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. Instead, you should serve them. Second offense is to consider, and some of you may be subject to this, the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, to be equal to the holy name of Lord Vishnu. Actually, the names of the demigods are generally just names of their position. It's like boss, rain cloud maker, you know. It's like, actually in America, the American Indians, they have names like this. Big rain cloud maker, you know, someone will get a name like that. So, but Krishna's name is non-different from him. Namachin tamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukto Bhinatvam Namanamino. When you chant Krishna's name, Krishna is there dancing on the tip of your tongue. Non-different from him. So you're associating with Krishna. And when you chant the names of the demigods, you're not associating with them. Definitely. You're not associating with them. And even if you were associating with them, even if you could please them, the benefits you get are very limited and temporary and quick, but they're gone just as quickly. And you can anger them very easily. Like if Indra gets angry with you, you're in big trouble. So anyway, so and then, so the third offense is to disobey the order of a spiritual master. That doesn't mean that one follows the spiritual master blindly. One should use their intelligence in following the order of the spiritual master. One can ask questions, tadviti, pranivatena, pariprashnena. In other words, right etiquette has to be followed in asking questions, inquiring. Not in a nasty, challenging mood, like Gurudev, you're wrong. Not like that, but you can question Gurudev, why did you say that? Could you explain? Give me some shastric reference. What would Prabhupada think about that? You know, with proper etiquette. So no blind following, Prabhupada said, and no absurd inquiries. Prabhupada says that in the Gita. Next offense is blaspheming the Vedic literatures or any literatures which encourage people to worship God, including literatures in the Western world or in the Middle East or anywhere else. Any literatures which point out the supremacy of God or ultimately lead one to understand that point. Like in some of the supplementary literatures, the Vedic literatures, you actually have injunctions just dealing with the modes of nature that don't directly point out Krishna consciousness, but they're steps to ultimately come to Krishna consciousness. But the ultimate goal of Vedic literatures is, as Krishna says in the Gita, to understand him, to know him, and he is the actual knower of the Vedic literatures. So, next offense is to consider the names of the, to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. Not imagination, Krishna is directly there. You're associating with Krishna. The next one is to give some perverted interpretation or imaginative interpretation of the holy names. There is an actual analysis of the holy names given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which we read today in class, that Krishna means to attract, and Na means it's short for Ananda, or bliss. So just like you find in the Bhagavad Gita, the verse Krishi Goraksha Vanijan Vaishakarma Svabhavajan, that a farmer is engaged in attracting things, or using not a tractor but a bull, to as sort of like a plow. So he pulls the plow, and that's Krishi Gorakshya Vanijan, and of course Vaishya Karma Svabhavajan. So Krish means to attract. Na means basically short for Ananda, bliss. So by chanting Krishna's name, you become attracted and you experience bliss. So we don't give imaginative interpretations of the name, but if you can cite from Shastra, which I just did, that's from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can give a bona fide understanding of the holy name. Next, after that, is is committing sins on the strength of chanting. We understand by chanting Hare Krishna you get rid of all the bad karma. So it's not that you should keep acquiring bad karma and just chant each time you take a drink of liquor or something like that. Each time you pull the arm on the slot machine, Hare Krishna, Govinda, I'll give all the money to build a temple in Sacramento. I remember in Australia there was one person, he wasn't initiated. He said, if I win the lottery, I'll give the money for a temple in Australia. And he won the lottery. Yeah. Wow. And he almost gave the money.
Almost gave the money.
So you have to be careful, because when you engage in those activities, you get bewildered and then you forget your promise. And then Krishna later on will come and take away the money. And Krishna said, you promised me to give me half? No way. There's an interesting story of Tirupati about how one man, he was trying to give a donation to the deities. They have a very big hundi there. And he wanted his son to get the benefit and drop the gold bar into the hundi. And he dropped his son into the hundi at the same time. And so then he asked the pandas there, he said, please, can I have my son back? And they said, no. You gave him to the Lord, you can't have him back. So don't do that. Because Krishna will ultimately collect from you. And he'll collect, instead of the 50%, he'll take everything. So, anyway, getting back to the point. Don't commit sins on the strength of chanting. And then also don't consider the next one is not to consider, we should not consider the chanting to be like an auspicious ritualistic activity or like a lot of the rituals we do. We do a lot of rituals like this fire sacrifice and everything like that, or wearing certain clothes or offering certain types of food to the deities. And we tend to consider these things like transcendental. Like someone today asked me about Garanga potatoes, and I was telling them they didn't have potatoes in India 500 years ago, because they were brought from Europe, and then the toady asked, how did Garanga have potatoes then? so sometimes people take things like temporary measures that an acharya would put into place as like eternal spiritual principles. Like Garanga potatoes, you go back to the spiritual world and Radharani is making Garanga potatoes for Krishna. It's something that Prabhupada adapted in the Western world for preaching. But it's not an eternal spiritual principle. And maybe it is, but I haven't seen it listed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Or in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Boga Arti song. Vajabhaka Tavava Samashigaru Hari Ranga Potatoes. I haven't seen it there. Anyway, so basically, one has to understand the chanting of Hare Krishna is above and beyond everything else we do. And of course, service of the Vaishnava is above and beyond everything. But the chanting of the holy name comes down through disciplic succession. Without coming down through disciplic succession, it will not give you Krishna Prema. It can enable you to have Nama Bas, but not Krishna Prema. It has to be coming down through disciplic succession. Anyway, and the ninth offense that is to be avoided is to instruct the faithless about the glories of chanting Hare Krishna. So one has to be very careful about who they tell what. In other words, let's say you're talking to someone on the street. You don't start talking to them about Yamaraj. You know, I know many Christians approach me and they start talking about hell, but that's not so attractive. We say, you know, it's not that I go into a McDonald's and say, you're all going to Yamaraj, and this is your future. And then I bring out a picture, you know, movie picture or, you know, video, show it on the wall at McDonald's, showing people eating their own flesh or whatever like that, or taking a cow birth for every hamburger they eat, or hair on the cow of every hamburger they eat. You know, so you have to understand how to preach to different people in different time, places, and circumstance, or how to share Krishna consciousness. That's intelligence. And Prabhupada was extremely intelligent in understanding how to do that. In the beginning, Prabhupada allowed so many things in his temple in 26 Second Avenue. You see the videos of that. Anyway, so in the 10th offense is to not have complete faith in the chanting of Hare Krishna, maintain material attachments. It's not offensive to have material attachments. It's offensive to maintain them. One should be gradually trying to rid oneself of material attachments. What are material attachments? Anarthas like lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy. And the way one gives up those material attachments is by considering oneself a servant of a servant of the Lord. Gopi Bharata, Pada Kamala, Dasa, Dasa, Dasanu Das. Like, for example, Gamanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Like Lord Chaitanya says, to not expect respect, but to give all respect to others and not be attached to material designations, or yourself as the enjoyer, which is the ultimate in, designation, proprietor and enjoyer, false ego. Also, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur states, inattention while chanting is sort of like a general offense to be avoided that covers basically all the other offenses. Because if you're inattentive, you're going to be committing other offenses. You know, the mind is going to be wandering. Chanchala hi manaha krishna pramati balabhadridam tashaham nigraham manye vayor eva shuruskram. Because the mind is restless, turbulent, obstinate, and very strong. It's like the wind. So that's the vow the devotees are taking, who are taking the Harinam initiation or initiation to the holy name, and they're getting their spiritual name, which is always connected with Das or Dasi, which means a servant, like that. And the second initiation, the devotees are getting the Gayatri mantras, and the Gayatri mantras are chanted in a specific way which these devotees will be instructed in, and the devotees will get the Gayatri mantras after the sacrifice from me. So I hope that explains everything. And so right now the next step is to give the first initiates their names. And so first they have to put their neck beads on, or Kanti Mala. Remember when we first joined the movement, everyone would pronounce it as Kunti Mala. Yeah, it's Kanti, which means the neck. The mala goes around the neck. But because nobody knew Sanskrit in those days, they always would say Kunti Mala. Like the necklace of Queen Kunti. And just wait, they'll be finished in a second. Okay, and then after you got your neck beads on, then actually what you should do is offer obeisances to Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, and you could scoot inside for a second to offer obeisances to the deities, especially Gornatai and my Govardhan Chilas that are inside. Okay, Aniruddha, you're first.
Basins is the Prabhupada first.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
go inside with the deities. Go inside the deities. And she can follow. Okay, I've known Andy Ruder for so many years now, since he was this small. Not quite that small. And he's a very precocious young man. You know what precocious means? And he's chanting 16 rounds, true. I mean, determined. Determined, isn't he? He's a very, very determined young man. You should be proud of him.
Temple so, president.
And he wrote that. Temple president. So, what are the four regulated principles?
No meat-eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no misacceptance.
And how many rounds every day?
16.
Minimum. And a courtesy, if you can try to jam more, it's nice. And some people make it obligatory, I don't, but it's... I like to chant at least 32, if not 64, myself on the codicil, depending on what else I'm doing that particular day. Okay, so with the right hand, you get the beads. And your name now is Ananta Das Brahmacharya. Brahmachar, hopefully for a few more years. Brahmachar. Whoops. I got all these beads. They're not all yours. You gave me two sets of beads, so you get two sets back. Double ownership. Oh. The dark ones you gave me, and then today I was given another set. So these are the ones you gave, right? Okay. Okay, so what are the four regulated principles? No intoxication. Very good. And how many rounds do you chant every day? 16 minimum. And if you can, chant more in a codicil. Codicil is a very special day. Like I said, usually on a codicil I chant 32 to 64 rounds. It just depends on what else I'm doing. So, congratulations. Okay, so your name, with the right hand, is now... Shukeshwari Devi Dasi. That's a name of Radharani. Shukeshwari. Ishwari is Radharani Shukeshwari. I mean, she's who gives happiness to Krishna. Shukeshwari Devi Dasi Kija. Okay, and the other devotees. I'm supposed to give a Brahmin thread to Bart. And I have to chant on it first, so you can have a soft kirtan while I do my chanting on the Brahman thread.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
It has to be soft.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama.
So, Bart Maharaj. You have to come offer obeisances to Prabhupada, offer obeisances to Swarup Damodar Maharaj, then to the deities, and then come back to me. In that order. Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, sorry.
Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj Ki Jai.
Great scientist. One of Prabhupada's right-hand men for presenting Krishna consciousness.
Beautiful singing also, what I heard.
Yes, oh yeah, beautiful singing, great devotees, scientists, the deities. Prabhupada ki jai, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Put your right hand through here and your head through there. And Jai Hari Bol. You get you and your wife and the other devotees will get the mantras later. Hari Bol. Ladies don't get problem threads. It's tradition. Not going to be changed.
Okay.
And as long as I'm alive. It's a tradition. And actually, let me explain about the Brahmin threads. It was originally only given, even in our Sampradaya, up to the time of before Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, was only that men had it when they were given it when they were children. It wasn't given at the time of Vaishnava initiation. But Srila Bhakti, so in other words, those who had Brahmin threads were those who got it when they were 6 or 7 years old from the Kula Guru, and they got the Brahma Gayatri at that particular point. And after Bhaktisiddhanta, during Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's tenure, he instituted giving Brahmin threads to men who were qualified to carry out brahminical activities, and that was for preaching purposes. But we have many of our great acharyas in our disciplic succession who weren't born in Brahmin families and didn't have Brahmin threads, like Narottama Das Thakur, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and others. They didn't have Brahmin threads because the Brahmin thread was given to those who were born in Brahmin families, but Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur changed that for the purposes of preaching and the purposes of showing that anyone who takes up the chanting of Hare Krishna seriously, Brahmanucha Nama Granante Yete, comes to the platform of being a Brahmin. So this, you know, it's unique for Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's followers, such as His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada and all of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's followers. Almost all. All right, so we'll continue. There, now we'll have the fire portion of the sacrifice. So you can take over, Neelachal. You want the microphone?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
You want to get the microphone? Yeah. You probably have to. Yeah. Here, disconnect the mic and then take that to the other side.
You to give the mantra for Havan.
No, he should do it.
He doesn't know
what?
The mantra for the Havan.
He should do it. The priest does it. Doesn't he do? He doesn't know the mantra. What?
He doesn't know.
What? Oh, you got all the mantras?
Yeah. If you wanted to.
Well, you can... Oh, you got everything here. Okay. All right, let me chant. I'll chant the mantras. But you got to light the fire first. Okay, that's fine. Okay, so we're going to be chanting these, what's called the Mangalacharana mantras, with auspicious chants. And the auspicious chants are to members of our disciplic succession and different expansions of the Supreme Lord Chaitanya, of course, and members of the Panchatattva, expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and ultimately to Srimati Radharani and to the Maha Mantra. So the way we do this is that everybody, all the participants, those who are taking initiation, every time I say swaha, and I'll say swaha after each mantra, we're going to repeat the mantras responsibly. In other words, when I say om, you say om. Whatever other word I say, you repeat right after me. But when we finish that complete mantra, we say Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. And each time I say Shri Vishnu, you place the grains or toss them. Let's use the word toss. You toss the grains into the fire, holding the grains with your thumb and the middle two fingers, like this. Don't touch the grains with this first finger. The first finger is the finger of a false ego. That's the mudra of false ego. So do we have ghee and everything? Yeah. Okay, so you're ready? Whoops. Oh, yeah. Never. Okay. There we go. Whoops. Okay, got it. Okay. You ready? What? Three sticks? Where'd you get that one from? Prabhupada never did that. Just get the fire going. Put some ghee on it. So it's... Okay, so please repeat after me each word or syllable or group of words as I recite them. And then I'll say swaha, swaha, swaha. Actually, not Sri Vishnu. Swaha, swaha, swaha. After each mantra, every time I say swaha, you place some of the grains in the fire. So, Om Gana, Timirandasha, Gananjana, Shalakaya, Chakshur, Umilitam, Yena, Tasmai, Shri Gurave Namaha. Swaha, swaha, swaha. Oh, everyone's taking initiation here.
Yeah.
Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Tadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Swaha 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 Vandeham Shigaro Shiyuta Parakamalam Shiguru Vaishnavamscha Shivrupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana.
What are you doing?
In case it catches fire. Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Swaha 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 Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Swaha 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 Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nivashesha Shunyavadi Pashacha Dejatarane Swaha 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 Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namine Swaha 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 Shivarsha Banavi Devi Dvayataya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Nayane Prabhave Namaha Swaha 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 Madhurya Ujwala Primajja Shivrupanuga Bhaktada Shigora Konana Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Swaha 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 Namaste Gauravani Shimurtaye Inatarine Rupanuga Virudapa Asananta Dvantaharane Swaha 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 Namo Gaurakishoraya Satshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba Rasambode Vadambujaya Te Namaha Swaha 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 Namo Bhaktivinodaya Sajidananda Namane Gora Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Gurayate Swaha 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 Gora Avirbhava Umestvam Yudeshta Sajana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Swaha 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 Panchakalpa Karubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Swaha 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 Namo Mahavanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tase Namaha Swaha 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 Pancha Tattva Admakam Krishna Vakta Rupa Swarupakam Vakta Vataram Vaktakyam Namami Vakta Shaktikam Swaha 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 Hey Krishna Purana Sindha Dina Bandha Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Swaha 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 Jayatam Sudata Pungo Mama Manda Matergati Matsarvashra Padamboja Radha Madana Mohana Swaha 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 Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpa Dramadaha Srimad Radnagara Singhasanastha Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Deva Prestalibi Savyamana Smarami Swaha 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 Sriman Rasa Rasarambi Vamshivata Tatastitaha Karshan Venu Swanayar Gopir Gopinatha Sri Estunaha Swaha 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 Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priyahe Shri Krishna Swaha 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 Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Swaha 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Swaha 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 And now we're going to do the Purnahoti. So everyone should rise, all the participants should rise. And you hold a banana in the palm of your hands between your, like in a prayer position. Everyone should hold a banana. And At the end of this prayer, where we do swaha, 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 everyone should place the banana, don't throw the banana in the fire, so the banana will be immersed in the flames. And then after that, you can put the remaining grains that you have into the fire. So first we recite this mantra responsibly. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagadittaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Swaha 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 Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Put the remaining grains in such a way that don't extinguish the fire. Just be careful. Okay, all glories to His divine grace of the Prabhupada. We can have a kirtan and some circumambulation of the fire by the participants. Okay, kirtan. Someone should lead a kirtan.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.